So, friends, we come to this point where we now reflect on the word, the passage of scripture that we read this morning from John chapter 6. For me, in this harvest service, the theme on bicycles resonates very well. It connects very well with the one experience I had when I was a probationer minister. Some time back in Zimbabwe. So I was stationed, I was posted in a rural circuit, and the transport system in that place was really such a big challenge. The most frustrating thing for me, you know, as a minister was to find it very hard to connect, to get to my churches and to visit, you know, church members, because the transport system was very unreliable. In actual fact, there was only one bus which serviced that the route in that area. The bus would transport farmers and, you know, other travelers into town, the nearest town, about 60, 70 kilometers away. Once, you know, a day, which means in the morning, into town, and later in the afternoon, the bus would transport, you know, the people back to the rural village. But some days, oftenly, this bus would have a breakdown. So it made my life very, very, very difficult as a pastor to be able to visit my churches and, you know, members of the church. But sometime I was connected to a South African-based organization, which is called Wheels for God's Word, WGW. And through that organization, I got a wonderful, you know, gift, through which I received a donation of a bicycle. So that's why I'm saying this theme on bicycles, it touches my heart, because I'm a previous beneficiary, you know, of a bicycle to use in my ministry as a young pastor, as a probationer minister. So this gift of a bicycle made my life very easy in terms of my ministry. And I saw God's hand through the generosity of the Wheels for God's Word for bringing change in my life as a preacher of the gospel. So to which this day, as we are thinking of the theme that is before us, change begins with a bicycle. That connects with me very well. In the passage that we read, that's what we see Jesus doing in his ministry. We see in this passage the model and grace of radical hospitality through Jesus in this miracle of the feeding of 5,000. We encounter this as we see how Jesus brings change in people's lives. Because when we read the Gospel of John, throughout this gospel, hospitality is one of the dominant metaphor fields for evoking the incarnate presence of God with us. We see in John chapter 2, where Jesus takes over and becomes the host at the wedding at Cana, when he provides wine. In John chapter 4, we see Jesus encounter with the Samaritan woman, where he provides living water. And in John chapter 13, where Jesus washes his disciples' feet when they dine with him. In all these encounters, we can testify and see the model and grace of radical hospitality, where Jesus is the host and he provides. Like he does in this chapter, John chapter 6, we read about this large crowd of people following Jesus because they had seen signs that he was doing for the sick and for many other people. They choose and decide to follow Jesus because in him they see one who provides, one who can intervene in their situations, whether individually or as groups. Jesus, we see that he touches people's lives. He brings transformation. He brings, you know, change, holistic change. And in this chapter, unfortunately, we have his disciples, Philip and Andrew. They cannot realize. Actually, in verse 5 and 6, where Jesus says, what are we going to do with this crowd? He asks a question just to tease them, as a way of teasing them. Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat? That was a test for the disciples. But unfortunately, they failed this test. This is a test which they failed. Yet Jesus knew what he was going to do. We too often fail the test. We have failed the test sometimes. Those times when we neglect the poor, when we neglect to support or assist the vulnerable, even when we have the capacity to do so, because we have chosen and we have thought to ourselves that it is somebody else's responsibility. We have kind of like passed the buck to say, it's not me, maybe somebody else will do it. That's what we see in this passage when Jesus asks, what are we going to do with the crowds? For Philip, he says, even a 6 months' wages is not enough to buy the food. And Andrew points at this young boy. So neither Philip nor Andrew goes out of their way to offer a solution to Jesus' question. Their responses are in essence a negative answer. Someone else will do this. They will not be buying any food for this crowd. They won't do a thing. Friends, we have a test before us, especially when we look around. Sometimes we need to think out of the box, to look around, outside our doorstep, outside our back garden, outside our courtyard. There are people out there who are in need. And what are we going to do? Are we going to react or respond like these two disciples, Philip and Andrew, who seem to have nothing to do in such situations? Yet, Jesus is unaffected by the disciples' lack of solution, and he instructs them to make the crowd sit down. As he thanks God, he breaks the bread and the fish, and he distributes that to the crowd. One interesting thing that I observe here is that, you know, the story does not mention the boy again, yet the meal consists of his 5 barley loaves and fish. It doesn't matter sometimes how much we have done to support people, to give donations. It doesn't matter. Sometimes we are pushed out of the story. You may be out of the scene. It doesn't matter. But the important thing is, the important and the big thing has been done to help and to support those people who are in need. So Jesus acts because his identity and responsibility as host leaves him no choice but to offer hospitality to those who come to him. Those who come to him. Jesus is the host and he provides hospitality. To be a host is to exercise the hospitality of grace toward others, like we are invited today in this service. In this harvest service, when we are talking about bicycles, we are being offered an opportunity to respond to this community, as we saw and heard testimonies and stories from Uganda. There is here a challenge before us, and how are we going to respond? So on this theme, by all we can, on which we are focusing on change begins with a bicycle, we are thinking of people like Nawalak and many others in the campaign to help and provide this community with bicycles. Your generous giving towards this bicycle campaign will be good news that could be able to change many people's lives. and how are you going to respond? I am saying, as a previous beneficiary of a bicycle gift, I can understand, out of my experience, what change means. Because for me, my ministry was made much, much easier during my time of probation, as I said earlier in my testimony. So I'm saying, your donation, your giving, your support can change someone like Nawalak and other people's lives. As they want to go to school, as they go to work, as they do different things, you know, to promote their livelihoods. I am going to say and pray and encourage you that please, could you consider to do the little bit that you can? And may God bless you as you consider to be part of this journey as a regular giver to this cause. You will be part of the story of change, a gospel that brings change to people's lives, and may God bless you. So, as we come to thank God in this service, I am saying, please think about it, pray about it, and do the right thing to respond, to support those in need. May God bless you. Amen.